So, you have buttons? You said, or don't you have buttons?
I have
buttons. This kind of button? Or do you want any of these?
Yes.
Is it a
Don't put them.
All right, you're patching. That's why we're heading out. Let me get it. This will tell you about it. When you sang lovely songs, you must give you lovely pictures also of beautiful Baba's beautiful hair. And here. Mm-hmm. Baba's hair very curly, so that when you put around your finger, they stay rather than they're tight and neat. When you have to take them out of this container, if ever you want to put it in a maybe silver locket, if. Then you just, what you do is just cut here and put it to fingers. Inside, it has such a way that you catch the curl tight. And then a container on the white napkin, but you should not be in a draft. You must shut your window on the sill because the hair must not fall out on the floor. So you take this and catch the curl tight and then put it in the next another container if you want to. If not, this will stay for quite some time in this. But if ever, then this is the way I'm telling you can do it. Hold your hand on a napkin, clean, then if your hair falls, you will see it. And then Baba's hair should not be on the ground. Mm-hmm. So this is Jai Baba. Be happy in Baba's love. We enjoy music, it's so beautiful. So very beautiful.
And the Baba lovers in Prasad.
And this Prasad for Baba lovers. Yeah. You also.
Where you stay.
One each. Jai Baba. Very happy to have you with us, Adi. Lovely voice and your beautiful music that made us very happy.
Yeah.
We enjoyed every bit of it. Yeah. I'm sure Baba enjoyed more than we enjoyed it. Baba can hear and see us, but we can't see him because of the difference now. Because he's not in physical form, physical presence. Otherwise, Baba could not do without singing. He was so loved singing, played the drum, and the sitar. Adi played sitar and he. Sang Sita's voice is very beautiful and Sita, very lovely voice. Better than yours.
Okay.
Jai Baba, be happy in Baba. Actually, going now, this place?
2:30.
2:30. So we say goodbye, Jai Baba. You've been to Baba's room, have you?
Yes.
Yes. Where you stay, is it?
New San Francisco.
New San Francisco. Keep you well and happy. And also, let me see. Yeah.
Keep singing.
Keep singing, but what I want to say is, be good in every way, you know. Like
success.
Success, that's right. Successful in everything. You know, but all the good work you do. I think a Baba says name, he will help you. And when you climb the, when you board the airplane, as you step on it, you say Baba's name. So then you don't get hijacked. Always see Baba's name. You've seen the doctor.
Yes, one Baba lover did get hijacked. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they got free and all.
But they got.
Baba take it safe home, that is okay. Mm-hmm. Baba takes all his lovers home, safe and sound. But this is a funny thing that happened once to a Baba lover. We say bon voyage means safe and happy journey, yes. And you see your mother, what's your mother's name?
Yeah, oh, Jesus, and he is Jesus.
I know that, but she will never.
But I can tell you the story, then tell her the story. In Puerto Rico.
It's just a beer.
Beer means?
Yeah, beer.
Ah, from the shop.
Yes.
All different kinds of writing you have, know, some yes. Very funny kind of stuff.
It's very popular.
Very popular. Yes. Because it's a very good idea.
Is it more people?
Is it
more people out here?
No, because...
But
people said they were coming and we were like,
oh, you saw them coming?
No. They're on their way.
More the merrier.
We didn't think there'd be that many people here today, so we thought we'd come.
Oh, yes, Wednesday, yeah. Not many, but now the last day, that's when they come. Yeah. It goes on like this. Like that. Mm. Now, yesterday also, David came on the scene, but Patty and Tuck had to leave, so we had a talk. I don't know what we talked anyway. Yeah.
That's right.
Didn't Baba once have a red jacket?
No, no, never not red. There's one jacket, we call it silk. My sister had made about magenta color. What would you call it? Magenta? Yeah, it's not here. No. It's reddish, but it's not red. It's very lovely. It's called American Beauty, I think. Yeah. Magenta. It's reddish, but it's a different shade. Yeah. It's very pretty. It's silk coated Baba. About sometime. And after that, he didn't wear it.
Was that in that Nazi birthday film he was wearing?
No, he was wearing. What was he wearing? White coat?
It looked like silk to me, silk jacket.
I didn't notice jacket. Things go fast, you just look at Baba and then. we got what Baba's wearing, you know. And there's a great mistake they made by not having a Baba lover take the picture, you see. They don't show more of Baba. I wouldn't know how to take that picture. You know, read that. And now when the poor village people come to receive prasad and all that. Well, you just see the crowd and then one and two. It goes on. Baba gives one person, then another person, then another person, another person. Then a woman who's lame, she comes, she falls down, she's there, then she doesn't get up, then they all try to hold her up. And so many feet of film is gone in that. So that person who was taking the picture or a movie, he was not a Baba lover. He was not. He was a
film producer, studio.
Yeah, but the outsider. Okay. I don't know. The English words won't come to me. like the outside photographer, what would you call him? No, not a...
Professional,
that's right. That's the word. I can't get them the words so quickly. So, he showed so much of Nasik. He showed, 1 second, the temples? Temples, river, finished. Temples, river, see the people are washing their clothes, see what. What do we care? What, so much? We want to see Baba. Many, many places he's wasted so many feet of film, nearly 100 feet. More.
Different focus.
Yeah. You see, each one's idea of taking pictures. And one, which maybe the Mormons have done that because in the Mormons, in their Mormon, not religion, in the Mormon custom, when there's a bridegroom or something, greatest thing, they always, the bride is okay, she has a lot of gold jewels and gold sari, whatever. Very much decorated and everything, but she's in the room with the women, she doesn't come out. Nobody sees her. She puts her hair, sari like this, and all that we don't like. But the bridegroom, given so much importance, everything. He's on horseback, back on in the procession, and what all. That's all that the Hindus also do that. But Sahara, they call it Sahara. It's very lovely. It's just streams. You saw it in the picture, streams of flowers. It's, what do you call them? Streamers? Yeah. All jasmine flowers, all woven together, it's like separate
strands,
all to Baba's feet. Nice. Hiding Baba completely.
Yes.
It's very lovely.
Yeah.
Baba, somebody has put it on him, or putting it on, they don't know, anyway, Baba's there. And then... Baba doesn't like everything to take too long, you know. You know, he's very, as soon as they put it on, Baba breaks it because he's hidden, his face is hidden. Maybe he can't see, oh, I did what? He does something, and the thing falls here. And the cameraman stops it there and shows us some other scene. We want to see Baba walking in that, take a seat, and how people approach him, his Westerners or who. Show all that.
Mm.
No,
That is completely, what do you call it? It ends there, and then something. I get so upset that I say, I want to see more about what is Baba doing now.
It's a lot of flowers. Smiles at that scene, too, when all the flowers are being placed on my eye. For one, you know, there's one little second where he just smiles. And, yeah. You know,
he's covered with a fraction of a second. Yeah. And then you don't see Baba anymore. You'd like to see Baba with the flowers walking and whatever. Mm.
That's why.
What takes place after that, we would like to know, but nothing happens, you know, in the picture.
That's why Peter Townsend's film is very nice, the Parvati Gar film.
Yeah.
Because it's only Baba in many
exactly all the time.
Parts of his life.
Yeah,
it just goes from one.
Yeah, it has
one,
to be Baba.
Yeah.
Parvati Gar.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Mm.
You know when that Louis Van Gastron came here to take the
place?
Did Baba ever, did he come back in the evening and tell you this about him or that he took his film?
No, they want to take pictures and they ask question or say something, then Baba, but what it was, I don't know about that, I don't remember now. But there's a few things Baba mentioned, because Baba has talked with, you know, signs and this, and it becomes complicated for Baba. So just a few things he said, that he asked questions, and then on, from that Baba explained. And of course, because Eresh was there, somebody has to explain, because new people can't read Baba's signs, you know.
But it isn't happening now.
Yes, at that moment Baba was, he always gets into the spirit of doing things, you know, to make the other person happy. It has to be done all right, then Baba has to do it and he does it happily. You can't do it, what do we say, grumpily?
Yeah.
It's not done that way, he's happy and all that. Baba gets tired. Mm-hmm. In a sedentary life, he's very tired. It's nice to move about and feel fresh, like this, do something like that. You know, it's very like this. But it was taken near Baba's hill. Background is very lovely that way.
That's two pictures that came.
Yeah.
That's
yes.
So beautiful.
Mm. Baba's talking and all that. Though Baba, 1966, it must be rather late it was. 1966, I think so, 1966.
Yeah.
I'm here, two very young youths with him, you know. May not call them boys, but very young youths to run with the camera and do this and that. And he was ordering and they were doing everything very fast. Very well trained, taking pictures also, whatever they're doing. We were not there, we looked, watched from far, we could see. We wanted to see where Baba was seated, and so it was outside the Lucy hedge, first hedge, you can't call that the first hedge, even now it's all gone, but very far away hedge, you know, near the field. Outside there, Baba was, under that bubble tree. I'm glad there were no thorns around there. Maybe that's swept the place or whatever. Babul always has thorns.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's a very hardy tree. It can grow without water.
You all came out in the garden just to see from a distance?
No, we couldn't get out in the garden. We just from our compound. The our compound means we didn't even come out in the field. It's not really nice. Women trying to deposes them, what do you call it? Be curious. We saw such a way that they couldn't, and they couldn't see us. They had their backs to us. Baba was facing us, but Baba also, not because the Lucy hedge was there, but where it was missing, you know, gaps, but then we could see Baba saying something and those boys running here, then arranging the camera. I don't know what they're doing. I think it's a talkie. It's a movie on. That is why it's very nice. And then a person of Van Gastron is very clever. He knows that they are Baba lovers, he wants this picture, he would call a movie. So when they went to ask him that they would like to buy it and all that, now they saw that, he saw that they are Baba lovers and they want the picture, you know, they're eager to have the picture. So he puts a very, very heavy, high price on it. He shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
You give it to Baba lovers, you know. He's not a Baba lover. Why is he keeping it? I don't think he's a Baba lover. He wants to make money out of it.
Yeah, it's too bad.
Yeah. I wonder what job is his. Is
he's
this
a professional filmmaker.
Filmmaker.
For television and movies. But he lives in Holland.
He is Holland.
And there, people don't make many movies. They're really
how he's there. Yeah, he's very intellectual, intelligent, whatever. He's very sort of smart.
He thinks I'm a great artist.
Yeah.
That's
fine. He was a very fine person, very respectfully you talked to Baba. And I thought he was fine. I didn't see him properly.
And the Mandalay said, the Mandalay who were with him said that Baba, you know, showed so much love for him and he liked him. And he was saying, so good you came, you're so fortunate, you're the right man to take my
place. Loves
him. Yeah.
Ah.
He praised him so much.
So that person
said he was a genius.
Yeah.
They need to make him happy. I
can go. Yeah. He must be. I think I maybe happy also, and it must be.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, if you see if he's making films and all that, and radio or television, whatever he's doing, he must be very good at his job and all that. You have to be, what would you call it? Toxic, otherwise, you can't do it, no?
Jay Hayes never had to see him. And she said, according to her, she said that he's not after money.
Huh?
She said she didn't get the impression that he was greedy and he wanted money, but just he's a little bit, means that this is my great film and it must be like I want it. Not Baba separate, but part of a big film that he's planning. I don't know.
Yes, he went from place to place in India to take film of all these, what do you call them, on the spot, you know, what do you call them?
Locations.
Yes, and then Rishikesh here, there. Because nowadays he sees that people like this kind of thing, you know. So that's why he came, knowing about Baba. So he came here. Yeah. Pleased him, like, obliged him, all right, and so. But now let us see when he shows the picture. That's important to us. He should come, but he doesn't want to show it free, you know. He must have made the whole picture like a movie.
Yeah.
I mean, not just Baba's picture, he's added on others and like that.
Well, that's good in a way, isn't it? Because it gets to a bigger audience then.
Yeah.
And if he makes a big feature film, it'll probably go. He might go all around the world to lots and lots of audiences everywhere.
Yeah.
Instead of just being for a select
group. Yeah.
So everyone gets a chance of seeing
Baba. Yeah, but where is he? We don't hear about the film going anywhere.
The question is,
he's still making it nearly 12 years now? Yeah. I mean,
yes,
12 years. Okay. 12, 13, 14 years. He maybe has some plans. Yeah, that's why he's clever. Baba was a genius. Genius in many ways, not just
finagle.
He's a Dutch person, no? Dutch. He lives in Holland, so he must be Dutch. Is there Holland or Norway? No, Holland. What?
Yeah, I've
read it. Very beautiful.
Yeah.
Who must have written it?
Charles.
Charles. No.
What he spoke in the memorial
stone. Very beautiful.
Wait, is she going to
photograph?
She's buried in Marvel, didn't she? Put her ashes.
No, ashes. Charles is bringing it here. Charles is bringing it here. Ashes.
The photograph of Elizabeth is so beautiful. With the center right in the background.
Not his ashes were here, but when we went to in 52 in the West. 52. Rano's brother told Rano to bring the ashes. Poor Rano was in tears. She was so happy it was here in Hyderabad. The Baba said not to worry at all. So they had to go through the expense of digging up the whole thing. Just all marble, you know, the top thing. All that had to come out, and the urn was just taken out and again to make.
I can't divide it
now. Welcome.
Will she be buried up near the tomb, like all the other Mandalays?
Yeah. Where the small graves are, you know, Norina, Gulmai, Nandini, there it has to be. Really speaking, should be where Nani is, because Elizabeth is so very important. But no, it was not in first with Dr. Bani said that it came first. There's much space between here, there and
this side means Bear Baba's Samadhi is the land. There's a dip because the waterway was there, water was flowing from there. The highland is here, where the Kekobar family is, the field, all is highland. Then water naturally comes down and flows. So there was a dry waterbed, and water comes down. So they are now trying to make this space so that the water does not come this way and the space can be used. And that's another expense. It's all that much expense.
But all that area is filled up at Amadipi time. Yeah, people come.
The poles have started going.
The time goes right up.
But this year they started putting the poles up early.
No, we don't have much time. Anyway, some important person, some Hindu, important, what do you call him? I don't know. Some government service person, but anyway, from the office was brought from. And there was, Baba was in Paris, I think, and who was it wanted by Baba something? So Baba said he wanted little birds to bring it for us, you know. So there were about 10 tiny birds, all different colors, different kinds, different species, you know. They were very pretty kinds of birds, but tiny, all together in a cage. And then, cage means very pretty cage, you know, made in West, with tiny bars, very tiny dainty bars, and the cage was very beautifully shaped and all that. And on the top was another story, what would you call another top to the cave. And in that were lovebirds. Underneath were those tiny birds. And it was real fun. Yeah, then by the time the westerners came, this was 1936, I think. Yeah. Baba, when he came from the west, in summer we've had them with us a long time. Then the westerners came in winter, I think, October, November. So then Baba told us to give it to Rowano, she likes birds. You know? So we gave them all to the westerners.
So when was that time that you were cleaning the cage and one bird flew out? That was
before this? Yeah, before this, yeah. They're salangkus, you know. Salangkus are very common birds, but they're very sweet and lovely birds, yeah. And they can sing nicely. Baba brought about four of them, maybe four. So, and the cage always very, this bent it was. And so they had little perches here, so they could fly from here to here, have exercise, you know, that. And the food and two things and all that. And then every time Koshi has to look after them and so on, put them in the sun. And the one time Koshi cut a finger and Baba told her to do the cage and all that. So we, I and Mani had to do it. So I and Mani were very proud to bring out the cage and put it in the sun, you know, and give them sun bath. And then we said we cleaned the cage. So we cleaned the cage very nicely. The fresh lettuce we had tied two here, two lettuce leaves here, and then the food bowls they put separately with bird foods in it and whatnot, and water fresh, and very methodically and so on. And very nice. We're very happy about it. And then they call us, oh, lunch time. Oh, yes. And we ran to lunch, to have lunch. And so we're sitting and having lunch. We always were sitting on the floor, you know, eat like this or like this. And the servant girl, you know, I think it was Tani that time, one of them was there. So she said, she came to the kitchen door, she said, Madam, you know, the salangus are on the roof. There are many other salangus, always they played on the roof. We used to see them, like crows do and all that. So it's fine, let them play, you know. Yes, then she waited for a minute, she said, we're going to move it. She said, no, there are salangus there, flown from the cage. What? How could they fly from the cage? We completely had forgotten to shut that door. And we don't even still remember we had not shut the door. Mm-hmm. And so when we ran out, yes, the salon was very happy. On the line up on the roof, happily singing away. And then now Baba, what to say to Baba? We were a bit like this, you know. When Baba came at 11 o'clock, we told Baba. And Baba said, why were you so careless to leave the thing? Baba, we did so beautifully, clean the cage so beautifully. We're so proud of ourselves. But we forgot to shut the door. And Baba said, both of you, yes, Baba. Baba said, oh, never mind, let them go free, Baba said. No. And that's how the salamus went free.
You had them, though, for some months.
We had them some months, maybe 2 months.
In your room?
And yes, in our bedroom they had to be, because outside this cat, we can't put them anywhere. And because our bedroom, Then all this trunk, nothing was there. Just all one trunk and a bed. And money is writing table and near a bed. So there's plenty of space and all that. So there were not one cage, there were two, three, four cages. One cage there, there's one bigger cage than that. Then one cage, canary cage. Canary is cage and I didn't know what birds were there. Then and the talking myna came. So we were here, with so many pets. I mean, do cooking and all that. Baba sings and then look after the birds also.
There's three parakeets also?
They had grown up and they were in a brass cage, you know, and all three were put together. They were friends because they grew up together, you know, they're quite okay. But they screeched and screeched. They wouldn't learn to speak. They say, well, females don't learn, males learn. Now, how do we know which is female and male? The males get the black kind of a color here, or red. Mm-hmm. But that they did not grow that. But we had to go to Lahore somewhere. And Baba had these pets given away to Baba lovers. It was good because the rabbits, they multiplied too fast, you know. The two rabbits became 100 rabbits. And said,
two rabbits became 100
rabbits. Yeah. Send them away.
It's not much good if you're a vegetarian.
Yeah.
But if you're a non-vegetarian, it's all right.
And we wouldn't have liked to eat them, no.
They're pets.
Yeah.
Friends.
No.
Have you ever tasted rabbit?
No, I don't remember. They say there's not much taste in rabbit.
I don't know.
Flavor,
I
don't taste, no. But it's in the West, it's very common.
It tasted most.
Or maybe it's poor man's meat, what is it?
No, we don't have, in Queensland, we don't have rabbits in Queensland. Only in the very southern part, they're kept in the lower states.
Oh, rabbit and all that. And maybe they became sick, I don't know that. But the rabbits, so this poacher, we call it, coming to Ahmednagar. So Baba told him that on the way, not to talk with anyone or something like that. Yeah, it must be anyone. Or, I don't know, school friend or something. I forget that now, detail. So he said, of course, he will obey. From Bombay to Nagar, so near, he quickly reached and then so it'll be okay. But on the way, the train, his best school friend, college friend, you know what we call him, that boy was in
diary in the New Awakener, how Baba would sometimes exercise his stomach. He would do bends to reduce the punch.
Yeah.
And they would have Dr. Duncan and Nilu do the same thing.
Dr.
Duncan and Dr. Nilu.
Nilu,
he
yes.
He would have them do it as well.
Oh, Baba had them do it as well. I'm very glad because I don't know about Duncan, but what is it? Nilu? They have a little like this, you know. Yeah. But still, he will talk of basundi, is what food you are eating. Must eat basundi, you know. And basundi is milk, all milk, and made thick on the fire with saffron and sugar and very lovely with almonds and whatever. It's delicious. And with puri. Puri is, you know, of kar, yeah, with crisp and ice, and then the puri will take that. Even make our mouth water. He said, yes, that's the thing to eat and all that. Mama teased him, you know, so. That's why you're like this or something.
Oh, and at one time, Baba had Dr. Duncan eat a piece of cake in front of Dr. Nilo. and admonished Dr. Duncan but not to give him anything. And Dr. Duncan apparently had a soft heart. And he finally convinced Baba, well, just a little piece, you know. So Baba allowed him to give just a little piece in the hour.
Oh, good. Nilu, he loves sweet things, you know. Oh, yes. You know, the one was this, that in New Life, we were all vegetarians and all this, walking in the cold air, and all day walking, but still dollar rice, you know. If you got some bhiksha, the little chapati with bread, that jawari and spinach and all. Spread little came, but rice and all everything. So, talking to Dr. Neil, no, what was I going to say?
Dr. Neil and Dr. Gani.
Huh?
Gani?
Yes, Dr. Gani. Dr. Gani. So when we went Moradabad, very, very, very cold, very cold. And so on. But it was nice. We had a nice big room to live in, very, very big. And it's supposed to be where the pilgrims went to Haridwar and Rishikesh, the halfway they were, they had to come here, and from here they had to board the train to go. So here they camped for a day or two, and then resting, then they would go further. So everywhere in the field there would be little, like made from fires, they made a little, this ditch in the ground, little dip in the ground, and so on, far apart like this. And so, but our, this room was, that field was far away. This room was here, very nice room. But when we counted, there were nearly 10 doors in one room, you know. So how can the room keep warm? But never mind. Then Moradabad, yeah. Then Baba had an idea that we all were walking and so much, and we were eating just dal and rice, and we're very, what do you call it, not nourishing food at all, and so on. So Baba said, "You all, today Baba is going to order meat for everybody." So the thing came, but Baba told Dr. Nilu to go with Gani, Dr. Gani. He said, "Take Nilu with you and to the restaurant, and whatever you eat, Nilu must eat also." Nilu got orders from Baba. Poor Nilu, he's been Brahmin all his life. He's never touched meat, nor egg, nor anything. Very strict Brahmin, but very proud. But with Dr. Gani, he'd go to Moradabad, you know, in this town where it's very far away, crossing the field on the other side of the station. You know. They went to a nice restaurant, and Dr. Gani ordered this food and lovely pilau with meat and meatballs and what, everything. Very nice. And you know, Dr. Gani gave him Nilu. "Now eat that, I'm going to eat this, you're going to enjoy yourselves." But poor Dr. Nilu, look at the plate, and how is he going to eat all this meat and all that? But he saw Dr. Gani, and how is he eating? Oh, he's taking nine big mouthfuls and chewing on the meat. So he also took the piece of meat and chewed and chewed and chewed. And then he saw Gani, but when is he going to swallow? Because he didn't know how, when the meat is going to get soft like vegetable in his mouth.
Oh,
and he didn't know when to swallow itself. It didn't get soft enough to swallow. Because meat doesn't get soft as vegetables do. You know what I mean to say? So he was used to vegetable in his mouth. So he chewed and chewed. It took hours. After 1 hour. And didn't feel like eating, but and also didn't know how to eat it. It was very funny. And I'm half hungry. What is this? You know? So Baba made Dr. Nilu break his tradition, his pride of Brahmin and high class and vegetarian and all this. Had to eat meat.
My wife, we had a funny incident.
I was sitting away separate from everybody. No, he mixed. And the Babajan High School was open at that time, and everything was to be not done without Baba's orders, everything to be asked. Baba, they had to ask Baba for everything, you know, anything. So all the time Baba had to, on the slate he had to write. But then still, being first day, one would make a mistake, but Baba didn't. How he remembered. But I feel so, this thing, that the day that, the evening, 24th evening when he went, in the evening, you know, to his room to rest, no, how he must have felt that tomorrow morning he's not going to talk, that is, keep silence. And from tomorrow, he knew that he was not going to speak at all his life. And we thought his work will be done in a month or 15 days and he'll be talking. So we were not so much worried, because Baba told us when his work is finished, Baba, he will talk, he told us. Oh, the work is finished, oh yes, and work, how long his work will take, you know, 15 days, a month, you know, sometimes many fasts. 8 days, something like that. No, it went on. Then once or twice, and we did ask Baba, but it was not, you see, it's not helping him, you see, to ask him when he's going to talk and why he's going to talk. And what should we say? We can't. This is work, so we can't say much. But we did, but we were shy to say, so we wrote it down. He said, "Mom, we miss your lovely voice, how beautiful you sing and how you talk and all that." Very beautiful, we wrote that, and when will we hear you again, so on. We wrote it. Baba read it, and Baba said, "No. Later on, when my work finishes, then it's K for calm, you know, his work. I think later on. So to appease us, to keep us quiet, you know how to say. Yeah. So then we didn't again and again ask. And we waited for the work to finish.
Well, then,
yeah.
That was in the post office?
We went post office. Mm. Post office is when he came in the afternoon to tell us that from tomorrow he's going to be on silence and not come in the women's, to the women's quarters, and then we have to do our duty and obey his orders. And when it's evening time and it's chilly, by 6 o'clock we must all wear warm things and remember to obey him and do our work with love, because it's going to be Babajan High School, I mean the village children will come and we have to cook food for them. To cook it with love and care, is, you know, that they are our children, not just village people, and so on. So we said, yes, Baba, we'll do our best, and so on. And Baba said, then we keep in silence, so we won't come here, but this is work and all that, is very important. But when his work finished, he didn't even talk, he said, very confidently. So, fine, his work finished and he didn't talk, so we have, how do you say, building on that, looking forward to that?
Mm-hmm.
No, his work will finish and he'll talk. So anyway, Baba, you know, to call anybody, Baba used to clap very loudly like this. So we were behind the and this barricade, Tata. Our compound was barricade because many outside people, men, all used to come from Nagar, Bombay, for Baba Darshan. So it's nice for them not to see this, but we all women together, and then people are attracted to see who are these. Mm-hmm. That.
Mm-hmm.
So Baba had this tata, we were very happy, and we felt very free, we run, shout, and everything. And we were very busy cooking all, so many cooking pots of rice, so much dal, so many utensils of dal, what do you call it, rice. And so many children, 50 children, and the Mandali, we all together, maybe nearly 100 people's food. Because who went on the roadside, if the Mandali is there, they must ask them if they're hungry, are they hungry, would they want food, you know. So person going on the roadside, they were fed also. So we wouldn't know how much to cook, but we had to cook much of it. Yeah, anyway, then Baba used to serve the boys himself for some time. Then he told the Mandali to serve. But then these boys, what do you call them, children, girls, schoolroom was separate, I think, the boys were separate. And Vishnu Master was one of the masters. There are 2-3 masters there. Baba started the school in a way that not that they should finish school, but give them the love and the idea for reading and writing and learning and getting educated, you know, because as village people, children, especially boys, they go out with the cow and the sheep and they use bad language and whatnot. So Baba said, why not come to school and read and write and learn some manners and all that? So to give them this push, you know, for love for reading, writing, and I mean to say education. So once we were, after when we left, for 6 months or so, I don't know how long the school went on, but at night time they sang bhajan, Arjun Master, he used to teach as well in the evening, then they all gathered around. Evening means night time, the children, few children were like boarders, I think, and he would sing a nice bhajan line, and then they would repeat, and he would sing, and they would, and then that's how they were taught to sing bhajan, and he sang very well. And so Krishna's song and Tukaram's song, very nice. Today, 2-3 songs, tomorrow. So we knew all them by heart. We heard and the song came every day.
You even said something about Baba's clapping.
Yes, so Baba, when he wanted somebody, so you remember, clap very hard, like that, you know. Then we could, oh, Baba was out here somewhere, but we couldn't see Baba. We're not supposed to peek through the holes even. I know, the tata hole. Yes, but we could know Baba's here. He's not far. It means the other side of the road was his dhuni, you know. The table was there. Baba's not there. Baba's here. Baba's with the Mandali, with the school children. Baba's calling somebody. You know, then that make us think of Baba more. It was so difficult the very first few days. Because when he fell to laugh, Baba didn't laugh. Then catch a napkin, quickly put on his mouth, the laughing sound, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want to make that laughing sound also. So all these years, that also he had to deny himself, to enjoy the laugh, or tease somebody, or sing a lovely song, you know. He always pick up tunes very quickly. And then the Qawwali song singing, how he must have loved to sing. Yes. It was very, very difficult. He did was for so many of us, his lovers. Yes. Because God is love, he loved everybody for each one of us. What we couldn't do, he did for us. And in Hindus, they know much about these things. I can't tell you how to explain, but they're in their, this thing, on books. And there, this thing, whatever it is, religion, whatever it is, literature, it said that Kali Yuga avatar will be Mauni. Mauni. Mauni means silence. Baba means deep silence. And sign on the white horse also. Mm-hmm. And some 2-3 people saw, what do you call it, dream. Mm-hmm. Baba and the white horse. 2 people saw. And one person saw, and he was not a Baba lover, but he knew about Baba and respect, but he was a Parsi priest, would you believe? And he, that morning, 1st of February or 31st of morning, I don't remember now, night time maybe, 31st night, it would not be. Yeah, 31st night means early hours in the morning, maybe, I don't know, when he dreamt that Baba, he dreamt, but he says it was like a vision. He says it was so clear, like as if his eyes opened. Baba's on a white horse, but the horse is not very tall, and Baba himself, the horse is small, Baba himself is just to fit on the horse like that. And he recognized Baba. He said, oh, but on a horse, where are you going, Baba? Baba says, I'm going to my destination or something. But the destination is on earth here. But then he saw Baba on white horse. Then one person saw Baba in a dream on white horse. And then, you know, Michelle Cawley, her name is actually Michelle Cawley, she married.
The one thing that you've learned with being with Gary Kleiner, what have you learned there?
She's learned about the new book.
The new book, God Speaks? Don't worry, you're not on, he's just testing. Are you getting a good picture of Melinda, aren't you?
Evening today? A little further away.
A little further away? Actually, here. What they say today.
All right, tell me. Okay.
He's just, don't worry about him, he's just practicing. And then a guy like this, I can't give him film right away. You know, it's just, this is all practice shots. What I want to know is, first of all, every day we come here, we see you making these garlands. Where do all these garlands go?
Well, when...
It's also during Baba's time?
Certainly not. In the first place, I don't think Baba... We didn't have that much time, you see, because our routine was so set.
Mm.
It had to fit in with Baba's coming and going to the mandali.
Mm-hmm.
And while he was at the mandali, we were able to do all the other routine things that needed to be done.
Mm-hmm.
We had to get Baba's room ready, his clothes washed, a bit of the thing in the garden. Yeah, Mara and I would jointly, you know, go around, discuss things.
Yeah.
And then whatever she needed done, then I'd tell the garden boys, or we'd do a little bit ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
By that time, Baba would be coming back here, so there was no time for garlands or anything like that.
But if there was time, would he allow that type of devotion to, let's say, garland my picture in this room or anything like that?
I mean, on occasion we did it.
Mm-hmm.
If it was Diwali time or any festive occasion, like Krishna's birthday or something, then Mara might want it done, she might do it herself, or she might ask one of us to help her to do it.
Yeah.
So then at that time we do it.
But the other time?
The offering of flowers is like you're offering your love.
Hmm.
And love is can be offered in so many different ways, in service, in ways in obedience to Baba, in any way that he wanted it. So, I mean, offering of the garland didn't have much importance, but had to be done or anything like
that. He was right there with you at that time. When did you learn about gardening and plants?
Well, I think we sort of learned it together, Mara and I. We'd do things, do some things from trial and error.
Mm-hmm.
Or just, I mean, we had a love for the plants and things that we'd learn that way.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe reading in books, we'd read something or the other.
So, but your garden is so beautiful here. Is this experimentation or is this...
Well, now I think after all these years, let us hope we've learned something.
But are there special plants that grow better in this area than in some...
Well, at least we've learned that with all the care you give, that certain plants do not grow here. Hmm. So then we just... I mean, when we went on our travels in India... We get so excited over some beautiful plants,
mm-hmm.
and we think of them growing here, but then we found out to our cost that they don't.
Mm-hmm.
The summer's too hot, or the weather's too dry,
mm-hmm.
or maybe the termites like them too much.
Yeah, yeah. In just watching the way certain things are done around here at Meruza, I get a feeling that, let's say, making a garland, whether it goes on Baba's picture or in his bedroom or wherever, that's just as an important function in the day as anything else, that's what you said.